For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News, and this, from the steps of the nation's capital, is U.S. Congressman Sam Farr.
Ten states, one-fifth of America, have legalized the medical use of marijuana. Those states are Washington, Nevada, Colorado, Maine, Hawaii, Oregon, California, Alaska, Maryland, and here in the District of Columbia, where we are today. And the reason that I'm here is that I believe that the federal government has got to recognize states' rights issues in this. We can debate how this is, and I think Montel just made a very strong argument for even a greater debate. But things move slowly in the federal government, and frankly, we are a House of Representatives. We represent these 10 states in an area that is tried to bring this union together, and if we can honor the politics of those states that have come about in regulating and making it for us, for advocating for safe, advocating for access, and through regulations. I mean, isn't that what we're all talking about? This isn't runaway drug use for kids. This is about access for people in pain, people in need, in a medical condition prescribed by doctors. And so those of us who are in Congress think that it's about time that the federal government, my God, the federal government wasn't even allowed to introduce into evidence in California that a person who had been busted for distribution of medical marijuana had been given an award by the city of Oakland for his services to the elderly, had been doing it under a license given out by the county, and was doing it prescribed by laws of the state of California. That evidence couldn't even be introduced into a trial. I have a legislation that's like Barney Frank's, would require the federal government to admit as evidence, if they bust people in states that have legalized, made appropriate the regulation of medical marijuana, that evidence has to be introduced into the record. So I join my colleagues here, Democrats and Republicans from states around this country, to say that it's about time that the United States Congress at least recognize what people in these states have struggled for many years to realize, that we don't want to deny people opportunity and pain. We're talking about people who are suffering in pain, access to something that relieves that pain. To me, that it's time for the United States government to wake up and recognize what these states have authorized their citizens to do. We ought to allow other states to do the same.
To learn more about these portended changes to the marijuana policy of the United States, I urge you to visit the website of the Marijuana Policy Project, mpp.org. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.